More than 6 weeks after the space shuttle Columbia broke up over Texas, investigators still are not sure what caused the disastrous chain of events. They hope to find pieces of the shuttle that fell off while it flew over California and other western states in the minutes before it disintegrated. Yesterday, investigators heard from experts who are trying to track down those pieces. They are particularly interested in two comparatively big chunks of debris that fell off before the astronauts had any hint of trouble. NPR's Richard Harris reports from Houston.
Investigators say some of the most important clues to the Columbia disaster come courtesy of about a dozen amateurs who woke up early on February 1st to watch and videotape the space shuttle as it flew overhead. NASA Flight Director Paul Hill headed a team that painstakingly pieced together these videos to create an almost complete picture of the shuttle as it streaked from the California coast to central New Mexico and again as it entered Texas. Hill presented the video yesterday to the board investigating the shuttle accident. The video shows the shuttle as a white dot crossing the sky, trailed occasionally by brief flecks of material left behind in its glowing wake.
Interestingly, not only was NASA not aware that debris was coming off that early before we looked at this video, but most of these photographers did not see any debris shedding in their own photography until they heard about the accident on the radio or on TV and went back and played back their videos. Then they could see them.
More than a dozen pieces of debris are seen falling from the shuttle in the 7 minutes before it broke up over Texas. Two of those events are of particular interest. They involve unusually large bits of debris, and in both instances they are accompanied by bright flashes. These flashes hang in the rarefied air behind the shuttle like puffs of glowing gas. Hill said NASA is trying to learn more about these events by studying the brightness of the flashes and the glint of the mysterious objects that fall away.
Can I tell you, is it golf ball size or is it the size of this sheet of paper? I can't. It could very well could be something as small as a marble in most of those videos, and the ones that we think are so significant and have gotten us so excited, those things could be golf ball size. We really don't know.
What investigators would really like to do is find the actual material on the ground. The first big event was captured on air traffic control radar, leading investigators to a 5-square-mile area near the Nevada and Utah border.
This debris could tell us where the breach started, and if we can locate some of this and use it to isolate where the breach on the outside of the vehicle started, that's going to make us immensely smarter on exactly how the failure started in the first place.
But even with the help of air traffic radar, the search is daunting. Hill said 5 significant snowfalls since February 1st have made searching extremely difficult. And William Ayler from the Aerospace Corporation, who testified before the investigation board, agreed that those pieces could be critical clues, but he didn't sound optimistic about their recovery.
Well, it's going to be tough. I mean, people are out looking now, and they have been, and there's a lot of area underneath that trajectory, and the winds, as you saw, can really blow things around. So these lightweight pieces, they come off, and they would be blown by wind more than anything else, so you've got a lot of area to cover, and these are small fragments.
Investigators are trying to remain hopeful that they can solve the mystery of Columbia even without these few precious scraps of material, but it's not clear they can come to a solid conclusion without more solid evidence. Richard Harris, NPR News, Houston.